The problem is that we apparently in this county have the highest premiums in the state. When Carl got into a big battle with the state of Illinois, Health Alliance people were saying, they publicly stated that health insurance costs were higher in Champaign County than they are in Chicago. And that kind of struck me, and I thought, why would that be? Because prices are higher in Chicago. It's because there's competition in Chicago, and they essentially have a monopoly. They've opened it up a little bit to let some of their specialists be under Blue Cross Blue Shield, but their general practitioners are not. Our new insurance broker also said that we have one of the highest premiums in the country, if not the highest in the country. So I think that's the obvious place to work. And the irony, of course, is that we paid $2 million last year in health insurance to Health Alliance, and now Carl has whacked $1 million from the taxes that they ordinarily would pay. The other major thing was that because the stock market has improved, the investments of pension funds are doing better, so they don't need such a big infusion from us. We should be able to save a couple $100,000 on that just because the actuaries are not asking for as much as they did before. And also IMRF, Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund, which includes all the other employees, they are also well-funded. We don't have the same pension problem that the state of Illinois has because we have religiously put in every amount that we're supposed to put in year after year.
Do people start worrying that just because of that ugly word in Illinois, how do you calm fears or have any long-term concerns about lowering pensions?
This is not me just saying let's pay them less. This is what the actuarial analysis says, and the reason it's lower than it was before is that we got a huge hit when the stock market went way down in the recession. Then we had to increase what we were paying. So now we're getting back to more normal levels. I understand that it's a hot issue, but it's not a hot issue for local government because we have faithfully paid what we're supposed to. We don't have some gap in the pensions the way the state does.
So how do you feel you're prioritizing in the right way? We've got other beautification type projects. Obviously, Boneyard is well being worked on. How do you defend some of these cuts as well as some of the things that are being worked on in the downtown?
Well,
area?
I think the cuts are things that were proposed by departments, and they seem perfectly reasonable. No one's complained about them. I don't think we're going to be lowering the level of services. And if you talk about something like the Boneyard beautification, that is paid for by a TIF, a tax increment financing district, and there is money in the TIF to do that. And TIF money has to be used in the TIF. It can't be used for something else. So our problem is in the general fund. And the general fund is what we're focusing on. And people who say, why don't you spend the money on this instead of that, don't realize that we have money that is in different pots that can't be used for other purposes. Like we can't use motor fuel tax funds for other than roads and streets. So we do the best we can, but this is only focusing on the general fund.